Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having one of our good friends back on the show, Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen. He's back on the show after we missed him for a year or so, but he's been with us now for a long time, almost 8 years. He's been joining us on our show. He's a great resource for small business. He's the president of Brian Moran and Associates, and he's helping small businesses put their best foot forward in the marketplace, as he does very well. He's our good friend. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be on your show, and I can't believe it's been that long. We can't let that happen again.
I know. We've missed you. Hey, Brian, I think most people don't need to dwell on what's happened in the last 6 years. I mean, the recession's been over for 6 years, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people feel like we're more than halfway through a lost decade. You know, it's been a tough recovery. But I think what's more important for us to talk about today, and I think you've got some thoughts on this, is what are we going to do about the next 5 years? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, I think it's, you know, what you do, you just bring up a valid point. You know, there are people who started their businesses, you know, in the last 5 or 10 years. Maybe you started it in the Great Recession, or you started before the Great Recession, and you're still smarting from it. You know, I had a business that I ran to 2010, and then I started my next company in 2013. I went back to corporate America for 3 years. I remember what it was like to go through that, and it definitely helped me grow as an entrepreneur. But that's looking in your rearview mirror, and hopefully you've taken the lessons you've learned from that, because what's coming up ahead in the next 5 years, there are a lot of curves in the road. You know, if you're a small business owner, you better have a business plan and a contingency plan. And I heard you talking earlier about, you know, the importance of staying on top of your financials. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't agree with you more, because what the twists and turns that come up, and the changes in technology and the way people do business, you know, if you put a marker in the ground today and you look back 5 years from this point, I think you agree that it's, you know, there are some radical changes that are coming up,
yeah,
that you need to prepare for. So stop looking back, stop thinking about the Great Recession, and start thinking about how you're going to not only handle the curves in the road, but how you're going to take advantage of them.
Well, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately, Brian, and it's attributable to the work that I did with my book, and that is that the marketplace is going to change, technology is going to change. We're going to talk about technology in the next segment. But one of the big things happening right now that's taking people's breath away is how much their customers are changing, how the expectations of customers are changing, and a lot of people don't know what to do about that.
No doubt, you know, everything is now about instant gratification, and I've attended a number of conferences over the past year where we're talking about. Your book is very timely, The Age of the Customer, because, you know, 100 years ago, you know, Henry Ford said you can have a car in any color you want as long as it's black.
Yeah.
And it was like that, you know, GM would build a car and they would tell you what you're going to get,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it was, and Ford, by the way, but it was that way until really the dawn of the internet, and then the launching of social media.
Yeah,
because then customers suddenly realize we don't have to take it this way. You know,
they don't have to wait on you and me to show up with our products to learn about our products.
Exactly.
They're pre-qualifying themselves. They're self-qualifying themselves. This is the thing that's taking everybody's breath away, Brian. They're self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you.
Yes. Yeah. And they're realizing that you're not the only game in town,
mm-hmm.
that they have options.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happened now is very quickly it was like a game of chicken, and the manufacturer or the large corporations blink. Mm-hmm. And now it's the customer that controls, you know, the conversation and the dialogue.
Yep.
And they're going to tell you when they want it, how they want it, and you better be able to deliver, otherwise they're going to go somewhere
else. I think 90% of the companies that don't make it over the next 5 years are not going to be because they didn't have a good product or a good model. It'll be the ones that don't understand what you just said.
Yeah. Here's the scary thing.
Hold
about
on to that thought, Brian. I need your website.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. Give me your website, please.
All right.
What's your website?
Smallbusinessedge.com.
Smallbusinessedge.com. That's Brian Moran and Associates right there. Check it out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Brian to tell us what impact he thinks technology is going to have. And it's a different angle than what we were just talking about. What's technology going to do for us over the next 5 years? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.